Unit 9. Finding a Niche. The Challenge for Young Immigrants. 1C. Background and Vocabulary. Page 170.
Good morning, Professor. I'd like to ask your advice about an oral presentation I'm doing on international immigration. I'm trying to narrow down my topic, and I'm thinking of concentrating on language policy. I've read that in some countries, such as the Netherlands, for example, immigrants have to take a language exam.
Yes, that's about right. Language policy is an interesting and controversial debate worldwide, but it involves complex legal issues, too. I'd suggest that you focus more on how language learning is connected with cultural identity. That's especially fascinating in Europe and the Middle East, which have large immigrant populations.
Yes. And I know that there are some places in the U.S. with large immigrant populations, too. I was reading about a unique neighborhood in New York City. This article said that if you walk down the street, you hear many people speaking in their native tongue.
Sure. Immigrant groups are flourishing there, just like in many other states, like California, Texas, Florida, and so on. Now, some recent immigrants are not really part of the mainstream. They tend to live in tight-knit communities, although by the second or third generation, they will assimilate to some extent. And, for example, the children tend to pick up English fast.
Does their native language get suppressed then?
Not necessarily. Actually, I came to this country as a child. I learned English, of course, but my parents also made me learn Korean. Fortunately, I was really motivated. My mother was very relieved about that. She wanted me to be able to speak to my relatives. I haven't spoken Korean for a while now, though, so I probably need to bone up on it.
Did your parents learn English, too?
Not as well as we children did. It was kind of intimidating for them because they were adults. They were uncomfortable and felt really uprooted from their own country. They fit in a little better now, but their memories have set them apart in some ways.
Professor, thank you so much. This has been really helpful. I just got a great idea. I think I'll make my presentation about my cousin, who lives in France.